听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel, and we have a great psychology lesson for you today, friends. I first have a question for you all. Do you like to eat? Well, I'm sure you say yes to that question, as we do as well. Everybody seems to like to eat, but some of us have bad eating habits.
Yes, and today we'll be talking about how we can eat better, and we'll be giving you 4 tips on how you can have better eating habits by breaking those bad eating habits.
That's right. So this will be very helpful, and we guarantee you will learn something new. So we hope your magazines are open to page 16. Let's listen to our reading now, starting in line 1.
Breaking bad eating habits. Turn your bad habits into good habits by following these tips. Have you heard the expression, "You are what you eat"? Well, do you like who you are? If not, break some bad eating habits and feel better about yourself. Bad habit number 1. All your meals come in packages. Many packaged foods, such as rice rolls and instant noodles, are unexpected sources of fat and calories. The solution: compare labels to find the healthiest foods. Look for those that are low in salt and high in fiber. Also, check to make sure they contain ingredients such as vegetables and grains. When possible, use packaged foods as part of a home-cooked meal. For example, frozen dumplings with fresh vegetables are better than dumplings alone. Bad habit number 2, you skip breakfast. People who skip breakfast lack the energy they need to get through the morning. Eating breakfast improves your concentration, memory, and mood. The solution: always keep a supply of quick foods like yogurt or oatmeal, or have a standing order at a breakfast place.
We're talking about eating, and our deck says turn your bad habits into good habits by following these tips. Now, a habit is something you do over and over again until it becomes something common, a routine in your life.
That's right, Esther. And I think with food, we get into habits. Maybe you have the habit of always eating in front of the television, or maybe you have the habit of always grabbing coffee on your way to work, and it's something you do every day, day in and day out. However, sometimes those habits are bad habits. So can we change them? Of course we can. And let's learn a little bit about how to do that in our lesson.
Well, let's go right into the lesson. Our author starts with this question. Have you heard the expression, "You are what you eat"? Well, I have. Have you heard this expression, Rachel?
Oh, of course. Yes. You are what you eat. That means if you eat a lot of good foods, it will reflect on how you feel, on how you look, on what your energy levels are. And if you eat a lot of junk food, well, maybe then you'll feel kind of bad.
That's right. So you are what you eat. What we put into our bodies affects our health. And sometimes people don't like who they are. Do you like who you are? Well, I know that what we eat affects how we feel about ourselves.
So if you don't like who you are because you're eating the wrong kinds of foods, or maybe even eating them at the wrong times, well, then we can break some of those bad eating habits and feel better about ourselves. It is true that how we eat does affect how we feel. So what we're going to do right now is give you Today we'll give you two bad habits and the solutions to those habits so that you can make them good habits.
That's right. We'll give you the answer to how you can change your bad habits, turn these bad habits into good habits. So the first bad habit is all your meals come in packages. All your meals come in packages. This means that you don't make the food yourself. You buy them maybe from the supermarket or convenience store, and that they are pre-made.
That's right. We call them pre-made or packaged foods, and a lot of times packaged foods are really not the best foods for your body. They're not as healthy as fresh foods that you would prepare by yourself. As we see in our text, many packaged foods, such as rice rolls and instant noodles, are unexpected sources of fat and calories. So, Esther, I know if you go to a grocery store, you'll see hundreds of packaged foods, especially if you're in a big, we might say like a hypermart, where they have thousands of different kinds of foods, but you can also find a lot of packaged foods at convenience stores, like you mentioned.
That's right. Rice rolls and instant noodles and pre-packaged rice lunch boxes, all of these things are pre-packaged. And often, in addition to fat and calories, they also contain MSG. But first, let's look at this word, calories. It's one of our key words. And the calories are the energy source in food. That's what gives food the energy source. So if you eat a lot of food, then you will gain many calories.
That's right. Now, everybody, of course, needs to eat a certain number of calories every day just to stay alive and to feel okay. But sometimes people will eat too many calories. And then if you eat too many calories over a long period of time, it can lead to some weight gain. So you need to be very careful and count the calories. Now, Esther, I was very surprised because one time I was in a convenience store and I was looking at some of these packaged foods because I needed something quick to eat. And I actually glanced at the calories and was amazed that a little thing of, I think it was rice rolls actually, was like 500 calories. It didn't seem possible. But then I realized when you have packaged foods, often you add in a lot of fat and yummy tasting things so that it will stay tasting good even after a long period of time.
That's right. So the solution or the answer to not eating packaged food, or if you have to eat packaged foods, is that you can compare labels to find which ones are the healthiest.
That's right. Comparison. That's a good thing to do. So look at one label, look at another, and compare them. See which is healthier. And also, you can look for those that are low in salt and high in fiber. You don't want to eat too much salt. That's not good for you. But fiber is a good thing. Esther, can you tell me what fiber is?
Sure. Fiber is what we find in vegetables and grains. It's the part that makes you feel full. So for example, if you want to buy bread, you might want to buy whole wheat bread instead of white bread, because the fiber from the whole wheat will help you feel full.
That's right. It's much better for your body. So you want foods low in salt, high in fiber, and you can also check to make sure they contain ingredients such as vegetables and grains. So the ingredients are important. Now, ingredients is one of our vocabulary words, and the ingredients of something are just the different kinds of food that are in like a recipe or in some sort of packaged foods. So if you look at the ingredients, you are looking at what is in here. Is it something healthy or is it just a lot of fat and calories?
That's right. Especially if you buy a drink, usually the thing that is listed first is what they have the most of. So if you see sugar is listed as a number one or two ingredient, maybe you should try to find another drink.
That is a good point, Esther. It's always good to look at the ingredients and to try to choose things that have vegetables in them, right? Well, we need to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this bad habit number one and how we can find the solution to this bad habit.
Hi, friends. We're talking about bad eating habits. And before the break, we were talking about our first bad eating habit, which is that most of our foods come in packages. Just have your magazines. We're on page 16, and we're on the right-hand column in line 1.
Right. Now, Esther, of course, sometimes we are in a hurry, and the easiest thing to eat is something packaged, a packaged food, but I don't think we should eat that way all the time. I think what our author says is if that becomes a habit, then it's really not the healthiest choice for your body. So don't make it a habit. So we're going to continue looking at what we can do so we don't always have to be eating a lot of fat and calories.
That's right. And even if you do buy packaged foods, then compare labels. Read the back to see what the ingredients are and count the calories.
Right. So let's continue to look at this, the conclusion of this section right here. And our author says, when possible, use packaged foods as part of a home-cooked meal. So, for example, if you are going to eat some frozen dumplings, well, then add some fresh vegetables to your meal, and that's better than just eating the frozen dumplings alone.
That's right, and the same goes for instant noodles. If you are going to have instant noodles, then maybe add an egg and add vegetables and make it a little healthier.
That's right, you can always add vegetables to a meal, or you could add some fruit as well. I know many people love to add fruit to their meals, but try to make it a little more home-cooked. If something is home-cooked, then you cook it at home. Esther, do most of your meals, just tell me, do you eat most of your meals at home? Are they home-cooked, or do you eat out a lot? What do you do?
Well, I used to eat out a lot, but now I'm trying to be more healthy, so now most of my meals are home-cooked. I like to cook, and I often cook. How about you, Rachel?
Yes, I would have to say home-cooked as well, and I enjoy cooking my own food. Of course, I like to eat out, too, but I think home-cooked is often the best way to go. Well, let's move on to line 5, and we're going to see bad habit number 2. Esther, what is bad habit number 2?
Bad habit number 2 is that you skip breakfast. You skip the first meal. You don't have the first meal of the day, breakfast.
Oh, that's terrible. I think breakfast is the best meal of the day, in my opinion. And I think it's so important, as well as our author. And she tells us that people who skip breakfast lack the energy they need to get through the morning. If you skip breakfast, I don't know how you have any energy, because it should give you some energy to make it through the morning.
That's right. And after many hours of going on a fast after not eating, your breakfast is the time where you can get more energy and be renewed. Our author writes, eating breakfast improves your concentration, memory, and mood. Three very important things: concentration, memory, and mood. Now let's look at this key word, concentration. Rachel, can you tell us what this means?
Yes. Concentration means that you can focus on something. You can give your complete attention to something. And if you eat the right kinds of food in the morning, it will help you with your focus, with your attention, and you can concentrate on what you need to do. Of course, I think a lot of breakfast foods aren't that good for you, and if you eat the wrong thing, you might find yourself being very tired or sluggish, we might say. So it's important to have the right kind of breakfast.
That's right. And eating breakfast also improves your memory, and your memory is how much you remember something. So, for example, if you're a student, then this is especially important for you because you have to remember lots of new facts every day. So eating breakfast will help improve your memory, and it will also help improve your mood.
It sure will. You'll feel better about yourself and about other things if you're not walking around hungry all day long or all morning long. Well, let's move on to line 9, where we see the solution. The solution to this bad habit is to always keep a supply of quick foods like yogurt or oatmeal, or have a standing order at a breakfast place. So it takes a little bit of preparation, doesn't it?
That's right. So make sure you always have some food with you. Maybe if you work, you can keep some food or milk powder or some healthy cookies at work. And if you are a student, then if you always go to the same breakfast place, you can have a standing order there. Now, this is a very interesting phrase. It comes from the military, and I'm going to ask Rachel to explain to us what it means.
Well, Esther, in this context, it means that every time you go to a place, you have the same order, and it's prepared for you, and it's ready, and they know that that's what you're going to order. So it just provides a good routine or a good habit to get into. And there are a few places. I have to say, there's one place every time I go, I have a standing order. They know that I order the same thing each time. And so it's kind of fun because after a while, they just expect that that's what you're going to get.
That's right. So make sure you eat breakfast every day. And now we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we'll have some review questions for you.
Look at all these yummy foods. I think I'll start with these chips.
Hey, you! You have bad eating habits.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You know, you are what you eat.
Oh, no, I'm in big trouble.
Let's turn those bad habits into good ones.
Well, okay.
Bad eating habit number one, all your meals come from packages.
Yeah, and they're really tasty, too.
But packaged food can be an unexpected source of fat and calories.
So what can I do?
The solution? Compare labels to check the ingredients. And if you have something frozen, also eat something fresh.
Okay, I can try that.
Now, what did you have for breakfast?
Oh, I didn't eat breakfast. I'm much too busy for that.
Oh, skipping breakfast is bad habit number two.
It is?
Yes, breakfast improves concentration, memory, and mood.
So what's the solution?
Keep a supply of quick food or have a standing order at the breakfast shop.
Okay, I'll give it a try, but breaking these bad eating habits sure is hard.
Don't worry, I can help you. Now, give me those chips.
Hey, those are my chips. I was eating those.
Calorie. How many calories are in one piece of this chocolate cake? Ingredient. Garlic, ginger, and green onions are common ingredients in Chinese cooking. Frozen. I left my water bottle outside in the cold weather all night, and now it's frozen. Concentration. Ryan shows a lack of concentration during class. He never pays attention to what the teacher says.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Today, we're learning how to break bad eating habits. We just learned that instead of eating packaged food alone, it's better to combine it with fresh food as part of a home-cooked meal.
Right. Now, let's talk about the expression home-cooked. I know that it describes something that is cooked at home. For example, home-cooked spaghetti. But what about the term home-cooking? Does that have the same meaning?
Well, home-cooked is an adjective, but home-cooking is a noun phrase. Notice that home-cooked has a hyphen. It uses the words home and cooked to create a compound adjective. But the term home-cooking does not have a hyphen. It's two words. It's a noun phrase that refers to food that is prepared at home. An example sentence could be, "Nothing compares to my mother's delicious home cooking."
Home-cooked 跟 home-cooking 我们可以做一个区分。Home-cooking 是一个名词片语，表示在家里烹饪的食物。比如说 "Nothing beats my mom's home cooking." 没有比我妈妈煮的菜更好吃。 home cooked 是一个复合形容词，表示在家煮的。比如说 ,I prefer a home cooked meal to a meal in a restaurant. 跟餐厅的菜比起来，我比较喜欢吃在家煮的菜。Beth, what other adjectives use the word home?
Ah, well, there are many. If you make something yourself, you can call it homemade. For example, homemade clothes or a homemade movie. We can even describe food as homemade. If the food isn't exactly cooked, we would say it's homemade instead of home cooked. For example, homemade pie, homemade ice cream, or homemade jam.
Homemade 就是在家里制造的、自制的或是手工制的。
If something is grown at home, like fruits, vegetables, or flowers, we can call them homegrown, one word. For example, I could say, this market is known for its homegrown tomatoes.
Grown 是 grow 的过去分词，所以 homegrown 就是在家里种植的。
Thanks for joining us in the chat room. We'll see you again next time.
Bye now.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 calorie 这个名词。Calorie 就是指卡路里。例如 ,how many calories are there in a piece of pizza? 一片披萨有多少的卡路里呢？或者是 ,the doctor suggested that Fred start a low calorie diet to lose weight. 医生建议 Fred 开始进行低卡路里的饮食来减肥。或者是His daily intake of calories is about 2,500. 他每天的摄取量大概是2500卡路里左右。继续我们看的是 ingredient 这个名词。Ingredient 是指成分或原料。例如 ,the restaurant uses only organic ingredients. 这家餐厅只使用有机的食材。或者是 ,the ingredients of this bread include eggs, sugar, flour, and yeast.这个面包的材料包括鸡蛋、糖、面粉还有酵母。Ingredient 也指构成的要素。例如 ,one of the ingredients of a happy marriage is mutual respect. 彼此的尊重是构成快乐的婚姻的要素之一。最后我们看的是 concentration, 这个不可数名词。Concentration 是指注意力或者是专心。例如 ,flying an airplane requires great concentration, 驾驶飞机需要极大的专注力。或者是 ,a toddler's concentration lasts about 15 to 20 minutes, 学步儿的注意力集中的时间大约是15到20分钟。And that concludes our language tips today. See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Thanks, Michelle. All right, here's a review question for you.Healthy foods are low in blank and high in blank. Is it A, salt, fat, B, fat, salt, or C, salt and fiber, or D, fiber and fat? Now you need to remember the correct order. It's low in something, high in something. And let's see if Esther knows the answer.
Aha, the answer is healthy foods are C, low in salt and high in fiber. Question number two, which of the following is an example of a quick and healthy breakfast food? A, yogurt, B, dumplings, C, eggs, or D, rice rolls?Rachel, do you know?
I do. Well, according to the author, the quick and easy and healthy food is yogurt.Letter A. Well, friends, if you haven't had breakfast yet, make sure you get some and that you join us here next time as we continue talking about bad eating habits and how to correct them.
Now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it.I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I know something's guiding me. I know someone's listening. I know something's guiding me. I know someone's listening. There's a light guiding me to peace and tranquility in my heart and in my mind.A place where I can be happy and to the light, wisdom and knowledge. light. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I know something guiding me. I know someone listening. I know something's guiding me. I know someone's listening. I can feel it. The light is guiding me to peace and tranquility. In my heart, in my mind, where I can be happy, into the light of wisdom and knowledge. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I know something's guiding me. I know someone's listening. I know something's guiding me. I know someone's listening. I can feel it. The light that's guiding me to peace and tranquility. In my heart and mind, taking me to a place where I can be happy, into the light of wisdom and knowledge. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Yes, I can feel it. In the classroom, studio classroom, that is. Bye-bye, friends.